Proclamation number 7328, dated the April 7th, 1959.
The disciples doubt after Jesus are.
My own left me when I was taken to the place of execution, because their faith in my divinity, in my power and strength had gone, and they regarded me as a weak person under the control of the henchmen. This was the strongest test of faith imposed upon my own, and they failed, for not one of them recognized my real mission properly nor understood the events which necessarily had to follow if were I to complete my mission. But this difficult test was unavoidable, so that my own would believe even more firmly when I appeared to them after my resurrection. They were still so under the spell of my miraculous works that they were unable to grasp that I weakly handed myself over to my enemies without resisting. They could not understand that I did not avail myself of my strength and power, and thus they seriously began to doubt me, even though it didn't have to be a permanent state. But I wanted them to quickly gain a strong faith again. I did not want them to remain in their state of doubt for long, as it caused them much psychological misery, and I felt sorry for them in their distress. Hence they needed to be extraordinarily strengthened, which could only happen by appearing to them again and personally providing them with the comfort and strength they required. This is how weak people are as long as they are still subject to my adversary's power, for my disciples had much knowledge, they had always been in my presence and received so much evidence of my divinity that they truly should no longer have doubted. And yet they failed, because they were not entirely redeemed until my appearance, which subsequently gave them an abundance of light and permanently released them from my adversary's shackle, who still tried to make use of their last disbelief and cause tremendous anxiety in my own. However, my appearance released them from him for good. I had conquered death, and thus was also able to give my own true life after my resurrection. And so, every person's weak faith is a sign that my adversary still intervenes, and that it is necessary for me to come to every individual person of little faith. Therefore you should open the door of your heart for me, so that I can enter when your soul is frightened and urgently needs comfort and strength. Then you should always look towards the cross, direct your eyes to me, your divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, and open the door for me, and you will truly receive comfort and strength, for I want to strengthen the faith of everyone who is still weak and doubtful that I am the best and kindest Father who wants to snatch you from the adversary's hand, just like I appeared to my disciples, in order to fortify your faith in my power and strength and glory, which will never ever perish. Amen.